amazing podcast family. How are you doing? I am Real Talk Kim. I'm a mother. I'm a pastor. I'm an author. And I am a coach, a mentor, life coach. You can find out all you want to know about me by going to realtalkkim.com. You can get my mentorship program, I Will Get You Unstuck, by going to innercircle.realtalkkim.com, innercircle.realtalkkim.com. And you can get my books and all my clothing in my store at realtalkkim.com. All right, y'all ready to get started? So today, I'm just so thankful for you. Share this with somebody. Today, we're going to talk about, man, just life. We're going to talk about deliberately. I was studying this morning and this topic hit me. I'm going to go from 1 Timothy 3:6. And it says, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Today, we're going to talk about pride. We're going to talk about betrayal. We're going to talk about how to overcome. Maybe you've had like an associate or a friend or a worker whom you once greatly trusted until he or she deceived and betrayed you, right? If you've gone through that kind of difficult experience, you may not be too excited about trusting people again, right? Every single leader in the world has been through one of these experiences. Even Jesus had a thief on his team who stole money from the organization and who later betrayed him and turned him over to the religious authorities to be executed on the cross. And if that can happen to Jesus, it's possible for it to happen to you and me, to anyone. But Jesus didn't give up and quit just because there was one bad apple in his group. I want to talk about that today because some of y'all stuck like Chuck. Some of y'all was betrayed by your husband, your wife. They cheated on you with your best friend. Maybe it was somebody that you had on your staff at church. Maybe you are a pastor listening to this today. You've been greatly just bamboozled and you are having a hard time trusting again. I get it, y'all. Everything I just mentioned, I've walked through. And you got to remember that if Jesus walked through it, Jesus didn't give up and quit just because there was one bad apple in his group. There were still 11 others who remained faithful. How many times do we allow that one bad apple or five bad apples, right? Although these 11 also made some mistakes, we're talking about God's 12 disciples. One of them was a liar. One of them was betrayed Jesus. There were still 11, but they still made mistakes too. They ultimately changed the course of human history as they carried the gospel message to the ends of the earth. So letting your emotions get the best of you by deciding to go on alone is not the right answer when you go through this type of experience. That's the first thing we want to do is put up all these walls, right? We don't want to trust anybody ever again. We don't want to ever fall in love again. We don't ever want to, we can't trust anybody on our church staff. We don't trust anybody at our job because we had a few bad apples. You need to get up. You need to brush off the dirt. You need to learn from your mistakes and go for it again with all your heart. See, rather than blame someone else for what has happened, just accept the responsibility for where you may have failed. Trusting too quickly, that was my problem. I trusted too quickly because I doubted myself. Not no more. And look, if I would have stopped every single time somebody betrayed me, good gosh. So you got to stop moaning about the bump in the road that you've hit and allow that ordeal to become a learning experience, right? It's time to quit thinking about what others did wrong to you. Instead, ask what you did wrong that permitted the situation to arise, right? Here are some questions I ask myself. Ask yourself, Did I give too much authority to this person too quickly? Ask yourself, did I trust someone I really didn't know very well? Ask yourself, did I spend enough time with that person to really become their friend? Y'all, these are questions that I failed. Did I let that person know what I expected? I was the worst communicator on the planet. Did I ignore signs that something was going amiss? Did my spouse tell me something was wrong, but I wouldn't listen? What did I learn from this experience? See, y'all, no school is more effective than the one you go through when someone you work with betrays and disappoints you. Right? After that experience, you will better understand why Paul told Timothy not to choose unknown people for key leadership positions. Gosh, I failed this so many times because I doubted myself. And I would just bring these people in my life only for me to have to pick up the crap later because I didn't get to know them well enough. See, in 1 Timothy 3 and 6, some of y'all dating people. You're marrying people too quick. I always say you got to know people in every season. You got to know how they act when they don't have no money. You got to know how they act when they're sick. You got to know how they act to their exes. I'm telling y'all. See, in 1 Timothy 3, 6, Paul wrote, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. If I were to ask you, what is a novice? You might answer, that novice is a new Christian, right? That certainly can be true. However, the word novice is much broader than its narrow interpretation, right? So basically, the word can also refer to an old plant that is new in your garden. In other words, it can also refer to few pastors, to like a transplant. That's what it means. Like it refers to like, it's an old plant in a new garden. In other words, it can also refer to a transplant, right? I've discovered that being a pastor, that a few pastors make the mistake of choosing brand new converts for key positions in the church, maybe in their ministry. A few business leaders would put a young, inexperienced teenager in charge of their business. But a lot of times in church, a lot of times when you are a Christian, you want to believe in people, right? And I've discovered just being a pastor that church leaders and business people do often make the mistake of promoting people too quickly when those people come to them from other churches, organizations, businesses. Newcomers may look good. New friends may look good. New boyfriends, new girlfriends may look good and they may sound good and their talents may be urgently needed, but hasty decisions are often made and people are promoted in your life. This is what happened in my church. I promoted people in my business. I promoted people before I really even knew them, right? And people may have years of experience, but if they are new in your garden, if they're new in your job, if they're new in your company, if they're new in your church, if they're new in your ministry, new in your organization, new in your business, new in a relationship with you, you need to take the time to know them before you give them vast amounts of authority and responsibility. So Paul basically explains to us why, saying that if you promote a person too quickly, it puts him, her in a position for the devil to deceive them into thinking too highly of themselves. Gosh, y'all, when I was putting this podcast together for you guys, I mean, all of this stuff that I'm giving you is for me. All of it is for me. I've walked through all of this. I'm the queen of putting people in places in my life way too quickly. And then hurt later Because really, in reality, you know what I found? You know, God has trusted me with like a great platform. Like I've got millions. God just blessed me with a lot of people. And anytime that you're on my platform, people start loving you because I love you. And if your character can't keep up with the purpose that God's bringing in your life, then I'm hurting all of those people that I gave my platform to. So I've had to learn how to slow my roll. And this is what Paul means when he says, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride. This is almost like when you get out of a relationship and you jump right back into a relationship because you as a woman think, I got to have a man, I got to have a man, I got to have a man. Or you start dating somebody way older than you, like I did, and thinking they were going to be your financial retirement plan because you didn't know how you were going to make it. And then you end up with the devil. You marry Satan and got to pretend you're happy. So you got to get to that place where you don't allow yourself to bring people in your life so quickly and give them so much of who you are, right? The phrase basically lifted up with pride. It means to be wrapped in smoke, such as a person with vision where vision is blurred. They can't see things properly, right? This is where we get that destructive storm that causes great damage because we allow these people in our lives and the enemy cannot take us out. So he wears us out. How does he do that? Through people that we allow too much access into our life too quickly because we're desperate. You see, when a person is elevated too quickly, the devil often whispers to that person, look how powerful you are. Even though you are new here, you've already become so visible. Why is this so extremely dangerous? Paul continues to explain it by saying this, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. So basically what we're seeing right here is that you're allowing all of those people to come into your life so quickly because you're so desperate for, I don't want to do life alone. And then you're giving them all of your secrets. Y'all got to stop telling bad spirits good news, right? You got to know these people that you've allowed in your life. This is why we have the RTK Inner Circle. Y'all, when I tell you my RTK Inner Circle, my mentorship program, they are literally my escape and not my duty. I love my inner circle so much, but we ain't got none of this in our group. I promise you, I will kick people out of that group so fast if they're messy. We have people building each other up. I've even made it. I believe in relationships so much that God created us for relationships. And because of so much doubt and fear of what I'm teaching y'all today, we now are doing life alone because we've allowed, you know, devils in our lives. We've allowed snakes in our lives. We've trusted people that couldn't be trusted because we attract what we are and not what we want. And so you don't want to let these people close to you, right? And so we're sitting here looking at Paul talking about not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. I mean, these words right here, he fall into, right? Fall into. It basically means to fall into some kind of controversy or to fall into some kind of encounter. Paul warns us in the scripture that when a person is promoted too high, too quickly, they may become clouded by their own sense of self-importance, which causes him or her to stumble into an encounter with the devil that could have destructive, typhoon-like consequences. Not only for the person himself or herself, but for the church, for the organization, for your life, for your family, for your business. Some of y'all are letting these people in your life so quickly and you're letting them around your kids and your kids are used to a swinging door because you let people in your life too quickly because you don't love yourself enough to protect, right? Man, my problem was I let all of these people in my world, on my platform, holding my mic that had no character. I always say this to people. You may fall in love with their charisma, but you got to live with their character. You fall in love with their charisma, but you got to live with their character. Most of the time, the reason we fall for these counterfeits is because we doubt ourselves. That was always my problem. And then all of a sudden, I've opened up my world of people that God's trusted me with these people that have no character. They can preach a good message. They can put up scriptures. They act like they're the best Christians on the planet. But behind closed doors, they are horrible. They're living like the devil. They don't live what they talk. They are living in sin. And now I've opened my world of people to these counterfeits. Why? Because I got ahead of God. See, Paul concludes right here by saying, but God is a vindicator. Come on, somebody, say it. I might have made some of y'all saying, girl, I know I did the same thing. God vindicates. This is why you live and learn and you grow. You might have made some really bad decisions, y'all. You might have married Satan and had to pretend you're happy and now you're walking through a divorce. Learn the lesson. There is nothing greater than walking out a circumstance in a horrible situation to get the best life college ever. You ain't got to pay no student loans back. The key is living and learning and not being bitter and broken. You got to be pitiful. You can't be pitiful and powerful. You got to live and learn and get up. You can't lay in your mistakes. You got to get up. So Paul concludes by saying, lest he fall into the condemnation of the devil. The word condemnation, right, means judgment. It can describe an action that leads to one's judgment. This being the case, this phrase could be translated, lest he fall under the same action and judgment of the devil. What was the action of the devil that led to his judgment? Huh? You can find all these words in Isaiah 14, 12 through 14, where five times he declared that he would ascend into the highest places of heaven to disrupt the position of God and to seize God's throne above the angels. That's why the devil got kicked out of heaven and he's in hell. If you look at Ezekiel 28:17, it tells us the reason this deception filled Satan's heart. It says, thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. You see, Lucifer became so impressed with his own beauty and radiance that he started thinking too highly of himself. And that is what led him to believe he could usurp the position of God. So this kind of situation is precisely what Paul is warning us against in this scripture. He is warning us to avoid when he urges us not to promote people to positions of authority too quickly. Look, my Ring camera is amening me right now. You hear that chime? When this happens, Satan begins to go to work in these people's minds, telling them that they are wonderful, they're more powerful, they're more gifted, they're more capable than anyone else. If they allow the devil's games to work in their minds, they will begin to think they should have authority that was never given to them. This is precisely the kind of wrong thinking that will release a spiritual typhoon in your life, in your church, in your organization, in your ministry, in your relationships, when you think you're better than somebody else. This is the problem that I've really encountered a lot. And y'all, I'm still picking up pieces from people that I've allowed in my life that could not handle what God has gifted me with. Because fact of the matter is, when you come in my world, what I have quickly becomes yours as well. And how many people have I scarred because their character couldn't keep up with what I handed them? So shame on me for promoting people that weren't ready. That's why I'm teaching this today. Because we have a responsibility as a wife, as a husband. Y'all, when you marry the wrong person, it delays your destiny. I don't believe that it can mess up your destiny unless you stay in a bad relationship that you know better. You are loyal to your mistakes, right? And your pride, makes you stay in a situation that you know good and doggone well. They abusing you behind closed doors. They go to church, they preach, and then they come home and abuse you. Yep, they don't live what they preach, right? And so here we are being loyal to mistakes and allowing our problems to become our prison. So I don't believe that your decisions in life can ruin you. I just don't. I'm proof. I've made so many doggone bad decisions, but look at what God's done in my life. Why? Because I lived and learned. So if you've ever suffered after promoting someone before you really knew them, or if you've ever been hurt because you gave power to good people too quickly, you need to accept responsibility for where you may have failed. You got to learn from this experience and then move on. Listen to me. You're going to be a much better leader, a much better boss, a much better small business owner. Yes, because of what you've learned from this difficult school of hard knocks. So the key is not to put these walls up and say, I ain't never going to trust nobody again because I've allowed these people in my life. That. Yo, I literally, about a year ago, I had allowed someone in my life. And I had, it was really a hard season. So like 2 years ago, I walked through where this person that I was going to be married to forever, never thought in a million years that I was going to be, serve divorce papers. This person was living a whole double life, found out on social media with the rest of the world that this person was not who they said they were. I'd been married to him for 7 years. Y'all, so I get handed divorce papers. They serve me divorce papers. They literally have a whole nother life. I mean, living like quoting scriptures. I mean, everything. Just never saw it coming. I'm like, dear God, I've got the worst discernment on the planet. God's like, no, you got to live and learn. Y'all, that wasn't the last thing. So this person walks out on New Year's, never walks back in our church again on New Year's. But the same timing, another person walks in and kind of fills that role. Because if you don't know and don't discern spirits in your life, you will continue to have the same people in your life causing havoc in your life with different faces. Same spirit, different faces. The enemy is sly. He says in Acts 10:10 that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He comes to. It doesn't say he does it. But where the steal, kill, and destroying comes, y'all better catch this. The Holy Spirit just dropped this in my spirit. Where the steal, kill, and destroy works in your life is because you don't pay attention to your patterns that keep allowing these people in your life with different faces. So what I did was I was walking out of a very sensitive, I was insecure, I was having to carry a church, I was having to keep a church going in a pandemic and through a divorce that I never saw coming. I had to keep an inner circle where I was mentoring these people and they were watching as my life was being played out on live social media pages, gossip pages. Everybody was talking about it. And then all of a sudden, all of this, a new fluctuation of people were coming into my life that looked like they could help me and save me while I was healing and still running a church, still running an inner circle, still running businesses. So I saw these people come into my life and I'm thinking, oh my God, I can breathe. These people are going to be able to help me through this season. Only to find out these people, I love these people with my whole heart. They're incredible people, but they were just not my people. They're incredible, but they were not supposed to be assigned to me. Because basically what we did was we just went right back into the same cycle of dysfunction. So because I didn't fall on my face and ask God for discernment for these people that I was allowing back in my world, in my platforms, I basically brought the same spirit, confusion, back into my world because I wasn't healed in an area and I didn't depend on Jesus. I depended on people. And so, y'all, I could have absolutely, went into a hole and lost Limitless Church, lost my identity, lost my character, been embarrassed, allowed my pride to be crushed, never gotten up, never been in ministry again because I could have just taken myself off the couture rack and put myself on the clearance rack because I was hurt. But you know what I did? Every time another failure came or every time I faced another situation, I didn't get mad at that person. I even had one of the people literally leave my life and write a whole book about me and try to slander me with the people that I had opened the door for. The people that were following him was people that I had opened the door to him to. Y'all, God spoke to me and said, "Shh, Kim, don't you say a word. You let me handle this." Because I'm going to tell y'all something. God, if you get out of your feelings and get into some healing, God will handle anybody that puts their mouth on you. But you can't be putting your mouth on them and think God can handle them. See, y'all, a lot of y'all's problem is you're mad at that ex. You're mad at that situation. You're mad at that person that took your business. Maybe you invested all your money in a business with a friend and they said that y'all were going to be even and y'all were going to do great things. And all of a sudden they stole your money and left. And now you're sitting here staring at nothing. Listen to me. God will handle those people. They can say whatever they want to say about you. They can write whatever kind of book they want about you. They can slander you on lives. They can talk behind your back. They can use the very people that you gave them when you opened the door to them. Yeah, they can do it. But when I tell you, God will handle it. You may never see him handle it, but behind closed doors, he's handling it. And so what am I saying to you today? Don't get stuck in your bad mistakes. Don't get stuck in your bad decisions. Don't be loyal to your mistakes. Don't sit and think your life is over because you trusted someone that failed you. Yo, the enemy has been after me for all my life with relationships. I always thought I needed a man. I needed a man. I needed a man. I needed a man. When my daddy got diagnosed with dementia, he was my everything. I quickly ran into the hands of a man that was 15 years older than me, right? He was definitely not the one God had for me. And it was proven. But I didn't let that mistake of and say, "Oh God, I wasted 7 years." No, I didn't do that. I didn't get mad at all those bad choices that I made in relationships where I didn't listen to anybody. Guys, my heart is so good. God is my fruit. Speaks for itself. Just what God is doing in my life. Y'all chasing down, trying to clap back, trying to prove you're right. Y'all, I got people, I get emails, "Women can't preach." Y'all, you ain't got to stop and even answer people like that. When they come in your life and say, "You can't never get married again because you're divorced. You can't never be used of God again because you're divorced. You can't never be a millionaire. You done lost millions 3 times. Those are all lies from the pit of hell. God's using those situations to catapult you into your destiny because now you got something to talk about because you, when you wanted to give up, you didn't give up. You got up. Let your fruit is what's produced from your life on a daily basis. That's your fruit. Let your fruit speak for itself. You remember Noah? When Noah was building that ark, he's building this big old boat. This big old massive piece of wood in the middle of this city, and everyone is laughing at him and talking about him. I bet he was getting homeowners association letters. I bet everybody was telling him that he was going to go to jail if he didn't stop building. He was breaking the law. This was a catastrophic. What are you building a boat for? It ain't never rained. You know what? Noah never came off his ark ever. To defend himself. You know what he did? When the rain started, it was proof. He let the rain speak for him. So I don't know what you're carrying today that's making you feel like you got to right your wrong. You got to prove what they did. You got to go talk about them. Shh. Hush your mouth and you let God elevate you. He says nothing that you've lost is greater than what he's going to bring in your life. Maybe you did do everything they said you did. But when you came to know Jesus, all things are passed away and he's made things new in your life. It ain't your job to right a wrong. It ain't your job to prove someone's bad character. It ain't your job to ruin your ex. It ain't your job to prove a point with that old person that worked for you. It ain't your job. Let the gossip columnists say whatever they want about you. Let people talk about you while you elevate. Here's some questions I want you to consider. Number one, have you ever seen someone promoted so quickly that it caused deep spiritual problems later on? And if so, who was that person and what did you learn by observing that heart-rending situation? Here's some questions I want you to ask yourself. Have you ever seen someone promoted so quickly? I could sit and name 20 people that it broke them because they got elevated too quickly. Number two, have you ever watched someone whom a pastor loved, cared for, and promoted later become the chief critic of that same pastor? And was that person you? If yes, have you ever gone to your pastor to ask for their forgiveness? Y'all, I had to do it. I've had to do this. I've had to go fix it. I've had to go ask for forgiveness because we're all flesh. We're all human. Here's number three. I just put pastor, but maybe it's a boss. Maybe it's a parent. Put yourself, have you ever watched someone whom a boss, a pastor, a loved one cared for and promoted them in their life? And then after they promoted them, they became the chief critic of that person that promoted them, right? Come on, somebody. We got to get our hearts right today. And have you asked for forgiveness? Here's number three. If you've been feeling let down by someone you trusted, why don't you take some time today to pray and ask the Lord specifics, ask him to help you forgive that person. After all, the prison of bitterness that you've been locked in because of that past offense is hurting only you. Here's a confession for you today. I confess that I use wisdom in the way I choose and promote people in my area of responsibility. I am careful, I am cautious, y'all repeat after me, and I'm hesitant about promoting people to high positions. Your high position in your life is your heart. So I will not move too quickly to put people in high positions too quickly, just as God watches and tests me before giving me greater responsibility. I watch, test, and wait to see if others are really ready before I assign them new and important tasks, because I rely on the Holy Spirit. I rely on his help. And I'm making fewer and fewer mistakes in choosing the right people to promote in my life. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. Now let me pray over y'all. Lord, I just ask you to help us. God, help us gauge how quickly, gauge. Lord, just give us peace on how quickly others should be promoted in our churches, in our organizations, in our businesses, in our lives. Lord, we don't want to make the mistake of throwing people into situations where the devil will test them because we promoted them too quickly. Lord, I ask you to please help us have a new appreciation for those who are over us, who are taking time promoting us. I want to be a blessing. Let us all be a blessing. Lord, we never want the devil to hate, to have an opportunity to blur our vision because we think too highly of ourselves. Lord, thank you for loving us enough to promote us in just the right time and the right way in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Man, y'all, this was a great podcast, wasn't it? All of this wisdom you can thank for years of not listening to the voice of God. This is called living and learning. Man, I love you guys so much. If you feel stuck in an area of your life, maybe you keep falling in love with people's charisma and their character sucks. Get in my mentorship program. Go right now to innercircle.realtalkkim.com. Get in my mentorship class. It's actually my world. We do life together every day. Every Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, I'm pouring into you at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on our Facebook private page, Inner Circle page. And I send out devotions to you every single morning. This week, we're talking about conscious. Every morning, you'll get a video or a devotion from me in your Teachable app. Thursday nights, we do book club. Right now, we're doing my book, Shut Hell Up. Sundays, if you're in Atlanta, get to my Limitless Church, 1653 Highway 85 South, Fayetteville, Georgia, 30215. Go to my website. And if I'm ever in your area, come see me and hug my neck. My website is realtalkkim.com. Really, in reality, all you got to do is go to your Google Play Store, your Apple Store, and you can download my free app, the Real Talk Kim Go app. And everything is connected to that one app. Everything. Inner Circle, my store, my devotions, my declarations, everything. My YouTube channel, my podcast, in one app. All right. I love y'all so much. Hug yourselves for me. Squeeze. Put your arms around yourself and squeeze yourself. And I feel excited. Somebody got set free today. I love you guys. Bye.